Hi, this is Melody, and I'd like to introduce you to Camgirl Cyber Service. And this is kind of like, I mean, this is just a test of sorts, I suppose. I'm not really sure how this app works, but to introduce myself, I'm Melody. I go by that online, as my alias, my main alias. I go by a lot of aliases, and they're all great because you get to choose them. Basically, I'm a cam girl, which means that, it's basically live cams, cam girl, webcam girl, whatever you want to call it. It's like live. Stripper basically, but you do I don't know, you're basically entertain. I hate saying basically. You entertain a group, like a chat room, of dudes, usually full of dudes. And, I don't know what guys might be thinking, but not all the time, but most of the time they want you to get naked, show your boobs. Stick things in certain places, stick objects of all sorts in certain places, and or like act out fantasies that they have and shit. So, I mean, that's just the general gist of it. I mean, it's supposed to be kind of like advertises that. You can work for, I work for a couple of sites, I've learned a lot. I've worked in kind of this industry for about 5 years, off and on, some of it being part-time, some of it being full-time, some of it being, a full-on break, and I've had, quite a lot of experiences, doing this. I learn something every day. What my job usually consists of is going online to a chat room and, just kind of entertaining, entertainment doesn't have to be just, getting naked and shit. In free chat, which is unpaid, chat where anyone can chat really. You just kind of entertain, you talk. It's really hard to talk to yourself when nobody else is talking, or chatting. And you kind of have a menu of things you do for how much, and they use like fake currency, or they use a currency that's you purchase. So you purchase like credits or tokens. So it's a little bit disconnected from reality of money. So they don't know how much they're exactly spending. But I mean, sometimes they'll throw a nickel at me basically and expect me to do something. I'm like, are you kidding? You throw a nickel at a stripper, what do you think she's gonna do? Anyway. But I do like my job, and then there's always a chance you get taken into a private chat, which is basically like a private, like a champagne room sort of, where they pay per minute, and there's like voyeurs that can spy, which gets you extra money, and all that. I play the part of a like I'm really like a very deadpan person. I don't know if you can tell. I'm like basically Bet and Aubrey Plaza and all in one, but I kind of play this more preppy kind of person online, and I think that truly is kind of what I'm like. But I mean, when I'm speaking about work, I'm not always speaking about the most fun experiences. And I'll probably go into some of the dark sides later and the good sides as well. Why does this all matter? Because I don't think anybody has a really good, like, any of the media, none of it, not even, like, Vice, like, I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that, but, I don't think anybody has a good, idea of what this job is really like, and how, frustrating it can be, how, draining it can be, and how much it takes out of you mentally and physically. All right, I'm taking a little break for a minute, and I'll be back in a bit with some funky tunes. Okay, this will probably be my last, like badly put together episode, or what's it called? Segment to the episode. This is kind of like a warning in a way, to all y'all kids out there, if you're listening. If you're listening, I really hope you're not under 18 or anything. But even if you are 18, 19, young, or even, older than me, camming is not a way to just like, I mean, it is a way to get out of, a 9-to-5. Especially if it's a crap 9-to-5, it's pretty great. But, it does take a lot out of you, especially if you're full-time. It takes a lot out of you. You'll be on, you'll just want to throw your phone away. Because, you'll be hit up by so many guys sending you pictures of, who knows what. And, it's just, it's not, it's emotionally draining. It really is draining to be kind of objectified constantly. And then maybe, like, when you come offline, if you're objectified in any sort of, like, way, like, in a really simple, like, not, you shouldn't get mad at that kind of way. You kind of get ticked off. Maybe you won't want to, like, I don't know, get your ass slapped by your boyfriend. I don't know. You'll just be fed up. You'll be fed up of that kind of treatment. And, after a while, it really does become like that. And, I'm not saying that's like, a whole reason to not do it, but just don't expect it to be a perfect freaking world where, you become famous right away and, you don't have to do much, but you chips in front of the webcam like these people on You Now. Nah, it's a lot different from that. It's like, those people who are famous, like real famous, they work like every day. They have like regulars, multiple regulars. I don't even think I can keep up with like 1-4. And I definitely don't work every day. And I don't think I can. It's just difficult. It's really difficult to get into that mood. And especially, dealing with, if you have any mental illnesses, which I happen to have, it's very difficult to fake a smile and entertain a whole room of people that, that don't have faces and just have names. And sometimes they don't even chat, and it's difficult. It's difficult. But if you're crazy enough, maybe you can talk to yourself and people catch on and start talking. But it's really difficult, and those people who got famous, they did work hard for it, and they definitely gave up a lot of their free time for it, and it did not happen overnight either. So don't expect, it's not a get rich, rich quick scheme. A get rich quick scheme. It's a get maybe a little bit richer scheme for now, but then you really have to work on it from there. And there's burnout for sure. There's burnout for sure, where you just kind of can't, you just don't do it anymore. You're just sick of it. Don't make much money. People get sick of you. You don't know what's wrong. Maybe you change your hair color. Maybe they don't like it. I don't know. You'll start picking at your the little things that you do, and it's a really great way to destroy your self-esteem. Hopefully it doesn't though. I've been doing it a long time, switching things up, taking new pictures, trying new things. Always keep some sort of hope in your heart, and then of course have a backup plan, like after this, I'm gonna, jump off a cliff. No, okay. I don't know. This kind of wasn't my backup plan, but we'll see. We'll see.